I hope all is going well and things are really going smoothly for you and your families wherever you are. Today's Shir Shev Ezrat Hashem be for Refuah Shleima for Aaron, Shaul, Ben Rachel, and the rest of the Chol Yisrael who are really struggling and suffering, specifically through coronavirus and with really all other sicknesses and things that are really holding us down. And Shev Ezrat Hashem for Refuah Shleima for really the entire world right now. Today's Shir, Baruch Hashem, we're going to discuss the incredible opportunity that each and every one of us have tonight. Tonight, we are able to engage in a really unique and special mitzvah as we go through Bedikas Chametz, as we search our homes for any leftover chametz that we may have missed while kashering and cleaning and scouring and scrubbing and cleaning our homes to remove every little drop of chametz, to remove all the crumbs, those that are more than a kazayat, those that are less than a kazayat. And we do our best to remove each and every little piece of chametz, and we make sure on the night of the 14th, on the night of Erev Pesach, to just go through and make sure that there's no chametz left behind, to just double check that we really did clean and kasher and get rid of everything that possibly is still in our homes. Now, over the course of this year, I want to delve a little bit into the machshava, some of the ideas behind the Bedikas Chametz, to understand and to gain a deeper understanding, really, as to what the root of this mitzvah is, to try and delve into the world and the machshava, the philosophy of what we're trying to accomplish with Bedikas Chametz on a deeper level than just, we're trying to get rid of the chametz and zeigesund. We want to try and understand a little bit what we're trying to do tonight. The very first Mishnah, in the beginning of Masechet Pesachim, tells us that on the night of the 14th, we search our homes by candlelight in order to seek out, to find any remaining chametz that survived the Pesach preparations over the past few days. And the Ramah brings down that the minhag is to put out bread before we do Bedikas Chametz. And the reason behind this is, the Ramah, is that we did, Bezrat Hashem, we should have all done a really great job searching, cleaning, kashering our homes, that there's no chametz left behind. And as a result, you're going to say the bracha on the Bedikas Chametz, and you're going to find out, oh no, there's no chametz. And then, retroactively, it's going to be a bracha levatala. So as a result, the Ramah says, the minhag is to put out bread in order that you'll find it, and it won't be a bracha levatala. Both the Be'er Heitev and the Mishnah Berurah comment on this Ramah and say that there's a minhag to hide 10 pieces of bread. And they quote this minhag in the name of the Arizal and says, you dafka hide 10 pieces, and they just say it's based on a sod gadol. Rav Shneur Zalman of Liandi, the Baal HaTanya, writes in Shulchan Aruch Harav this idea, and he says that we hide 10 pieces of bread, and he says this is based on the Kabbalah. But he says we don't fully understand the Kabbalah behind it. We don't really get the great sodos and the hidden mysticism behind this minhag. And he says that we still follow it because it's become a minhag. And even though we don't understand the Kabbalah, the matter of fact is that it's become a minhag, and as a result, we hide 10 pieces. A few ideas just to share, maybe what the number 10 that's brought down by different opinions, where this number 10 comes from, outside of the world of Kabbalah. Some want to say that it refers based on, we know, the Rambam in Hilchos Sfirei Torah tells us that there's 10 different levels of malachim, there's 10 different types of malachim on different spiritual statuses and what the roles are, etc. And so maybe some say the 10 pieces is referring to the 10 different malachim, 10 different levels and types of malachim. Others argue that maybe it's 10 levels of tuma. We put out 10 pieces of chametz in order to destroy them and eradicate them, just like we're trying to destroy each piece of tuma, each stage of tuma. And we want to remove all the different types of tuma from our home. And we know that on Pesach, we were in Mentet Shari Tuma in Mitzrayim. When we came out of it, so too, we want to remove all the different types of tuma in our homes and destroy them in order that we can walk out of Leil HaSeder and walk out of Pesach as B'nei Chorin and not those who are stuck in Memtet Shari Tuma of Mitzrayim. So another idea is maybe the 10 pieces represent the 10 makot. Each piece of chametz we destroy is another makah that we're imposing, maybe upon the Mitzrayim, maybe upon our enemies, whether it's physical, metaphysical, spiritual, whatever, migbalot, whatever things are holding us back, whether enemies we personally are struggling with. Maybe that's something that we're trying to take out and destroy. And the Beis Aharon explains that the 10 pieces is there for the Aseret Bnei Haman, the 10 sons of Haman, who we just killed a month ago on, or we didn't kill, whatever, we read about their destruction on Purim just a month ago, and this is part of Mechias Zecher Amalek. We try and eradicate and erase the memory and the role that Amalek has in this world, and we try and destroy them. This is also that on Yud Gimel Nisan was the day that the Gezerah was signed to kill all the Jews. So too, on the night of after Yud Gimel Nisan, right, Orli Adalid, we take a moment and we remember the 10 sons of Haman and say, you tried to eradicate us, you tried to destroy us, right? We're Amanitzchi, we are the everlasting nation, we're the chosen nation, and we're going to survive, and we are going to not only have lived, but we're still keeping Torah and Mitzvot, just what you tried to stop us from doing. As a result, the 10 pieces of bread are Zecher to the Aseret Bnei Haman. Not just a short introduction on some of the ideas behind it. I want to, over the rest of the short share we have tonight, discuss 3 ideas, I think, about what we're trying to do with B'dikas Chametz. 2 are found in the Haggadah of the Sfas Emes, in 2 different ideas, and 1, an idea that we have in the Ben Ish Chai, and share a little bit of practical thought based on it. The Sfas Emes, Rav Yehuda Leib Alter of Gur, writes, and he says that we know the first mission in Pesachim tells us, Or l'arbaaseh bodkim et hachametz l'arener. On the night of the 14th, we look for the chametz with the candlelight. And the reason for this, he points out, is that ner refers to a ner mitzvah. Because B'dikas Chametz was really the first mitzvah done by Bnei Yisrael, right? We left Mitzrayim, and boom, Korban Pesach, Pesach's upon us. So before that, of course, we have to do B'dika. We have to properly check and make sure that there's no chametz left. So the first mitzvah that we did was B'dikas Chametz, and this ner that we're using is the ner mitzvah, remembering the first mitzvah of the Jews as we left Mitzrayim. The Gemara in Pesachim Davzayin Amud Aleph tells us that the B'dika is specifically done with a candle, because the pasuk, and the Sfas Emes points out, this is similar to the pasuk in Mishlei, Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam Chofes Kol Chedrei Vaten, that we check, the candle of Hashem checks the neshama of the person and the inner workings of their stomach. And we check, based on this, that which is inside and outside, above and below, the neshama and the stomach, referring to the upper worlds and lower worlds, we're checking our entire homes inside and out. And so someone points out that from here we see that also, just like we search our homes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu during B'dikas Chametz also checks us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a little bit of a check and says, hey, just like you're checking your home, I'm checking you. I want to make sure you're clean. I want to make sure your Chametz free. I want to make for sure that you got rid of the Shmut inside of you, just like you did in your home, Bezrat Hashem. And in a different piece, the Sfas Emes discusses a similar idea regarding B'dikas Chametz. He quotes the Zohar. The Zohar tells us that the pasuk says Ish Tamir Tukadbo. Right, we know that there's a everlasting, continuous fire on the mizbeach, and the Zohar explains based on this pasuk that Averot can never extinguish the fire of Torah. Ish Tamid is fire, and it's always there, no matter how many Averot you do. Lo aleinu, no matter how far you've sunk in, how off the derech you've gotten, the fire of Torah is always there. But averot can extinguish the light of the mitzvot. Torah can never be put out, but mitzvot can. Because when you're so steeped in doing it in averot that you don't have time to do mitzvot. And the Sfas Emes takes this Zohar and says, the first mission of Pesachim tells us that we have to check for the chametz be'or haner. And he says this is reference to a different pasuk in Mishnah in Parak Vav, pasuk Chav Gimel, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, that the candle is mitzvah and the light is Torah. And he says this is why the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph tells us B'Shash Bnei Adam Mitzuyim B'Vateim V'Or Haner Yafel L'Vdika. Right, this is referring to an hour when Bnei Yisrael are in their homes and the candle is good to do the B'Dika. We do the B'Dika with the physical candle of mitzvah. Not just the mitzvah of B'dikas Chametz, but all Tariq mitzvot are in our hand as we search our homes. What's the point of this? This is an hour, the Sfas Emes tells us, is an hour of tshuva. And how much tshuva is able to be done in 1 hour? He quotes the Mishnah Navon of Davdal on Parag Dalet, Mishnah Yud Zayin, that Yafa Sha'acha B'tshuva Masim Tovin Ba'olam Hazem Mikol Chai Olam Haba. He explains, based on this Mishnah, that we see the incredible value in the amount that we can gain from just a single hour of tshuva, that it's worth more than the entire next world. And that's what we're doing when we're doing our B'dikas Chametz, to form, it's an hour of tshuva, it's an hour where we search, and we scour, and we make sure that every little piece of Chametz is gone, we eradicate every little piece of Chametz from our home. We want to make sure that everything's fine and ready. And that's the Olam Haba. And Bezrat Hashem, we do a good job cleaning. That Pesach is going to be Me'ein Olam Haba. It's going to be this incredibly special, uplifting moment, this incredibly spiritual Chag, as we are living in a chametz-free world, really, really striving. And the Chasfasemes points out, this is the reason is this, that the chametz, when searching for the chametz, we're being attacking something. We're searching for something that needs to be eradicated. And by doing so with a candle, we're taking the mitzvot, the candle, and we're bringing with the mitzvot, the light of Torah, into the physical world. We go into every room, every spot, every place, every crevice, every nook and cranny in our home, and we go and check, oh, is it here in this cabinet? Is it there in that cabinet? Is it under the bed? Is it in the behind the fridge? Is it under the table? Is it hanging from the lamp? And in order to find it, we take the candle of mitzvah and we take the light of the Torah and we search everywhere. And we go through the physical world with the light of spiritual Torah, and we're spreading the light and the beauty of Torah into every spot. And that's the tikkun that we're doing in Bdikas Chametz, is we're taking the mitzvah, we're taking the Torah, and we're spreading it to every little place in our home. And we walk out of Bdikas Chametz with a home that's illuminating with Torah. It's on fire, literally and spiritually. The house is on fire because it's seen that the beauty of Torah and the beauty of mitzvot have seeped into every crevice, every spot. No rock unturned. The light of Torah is there because we just took it into every single place in our home, and that's what we're trying to do. And this is why we know, Chazal tell us, that generally there's no mitzvot that can be done under Yud Tvachim. 10 Tvachim, we don't do mitzvot. There's one exception. Hadlakas Neros Chanukah. On Chanukah, we take the Hadlakas Neros Chanukah and is brought down on the Shulchan Aruch. The Lechatchila place, the lighter Hadlakas Neros Chanukah, is between Gimel and Yud Tvachim. And this is the only time of the year where we take mitzvot and we bring them under 10 Tvachim. And the reason behind this is brought down in a lot of different Balei Machshava, that Chanukah is that one time of year where we take the Ner Mitzvah Torah, or we take the light of the mitzvot and the light of the Torah in the form of candles and in the form of illumination, and we can drag it down. We can take it from the higher levels and bring it down into this world. And as a result, on Chanukah, we're able to take that step and we're able to bring the candles down lower into this world than any other time of the year. So too with Bdikas Chametz. We take the candle, of mitzvot and the light of Torah, and we spread it to every spot in our home, every nook and cranny, even maybe under 10 tefachim, even above 20 amot if your house is tall enough, if your ceilings are so high. And we go through and we take the light of Torah, we take the beauty of Torah, we take the mitzvot with us in our hands, and we spread it to every single place in our home. And we shizoka that we walk out of Bdikas Chametz with a house that's on fire. Not because we were negligent and we lit our house on fire when searching for the chametz, but because we brought the Torah with us. We took the Torah that we spent our lives and in the past year learning, and we've brought it with us and spread it to each and every place that we go. And that's part of the beauty that we try and do during Bdikas Chametz, is to spread the Torah and do the physical, the form of tshuva, both for ourselves and for our homes, and we spread the Torah both inside of ourselves and everywhere around us. The Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Chedem and Aleph tells us that is medayik in the first mission of them. We do the Bdikas Chametz Be'or HaNer, and the Gemara is medayik from this in Daf Chet that we cannot use an avuka. We don't use a torch, and the Gemara says this is the exact opposite of Havdalah. In Havdalah, we use a torch and not a candle, and the reason why the Gemara tells us you can't use a candle but rather you need to use a torch is because you need to find yourself and to look in each and every crevice, every small place. And if you have a big torch, you're not going to be able to bend down and search in small places because it's too big of a flame. You might, you know, you're going to have some real sakana. It's physically too big to bring in there. And maybe this is the opposite of what the Noam HaLeMelech explains with Havdalah, that the purpose of Havdalah is to take the Kedusha Shabbos and illuminate our week. We're trying to use Shabbos, as the Noam HaLeMelech points out, to bookend our each and every week with the Kedusha of Shabbos, you know, that's before it and after it. And maybe the role of Havdalah is to really bring as much light as possible into the coming week, whereas in Havdalah, and with Bdikas Chametz, we want to make sure to get into the small places. We're not looking at the big picture. We're trying to really seek out and to zoom in on each and every small crack. The Ben Ish Chai takes this answer a step or two further and explains it in a deeper manner. In reality, when we search for the chametz, we're not only scouring our homes and searching for the chametz, but we're supposed to take a deep, honest, open-minded look at ourselves. And to do that, you need to use a candle. You need to search in the small places. You need to look in a thorough manner. For a proper examination, you need to do so in a slow, exacting way. If you were to go to the doctor and the doctor just does one over and says 2 minutes later, yeah, you're totally healthy, it's fine, you know, get out of here, you know, okay, so you're not feeling so well, it'll be fine, move on. But if the doctor, you tell them I'm not feeling well, and the doctor takes their time and they look into each and everything that you're saying doesn't feel well, and they do a proper examination, and you walk out 2 hours later, you felt like the doctor cared about you, he did a good job, he wants what's best for you. And that's what we're doing with Bdikas Chametz. We're using a candle because you can't just take a glance and say, oh, everything's fine. You have to look at every little spot. And if you're holding a torch, if you just turn on the lights in each room and you do a quick one over, yeah, everything looks fine here. You know, the bed's over there, the table's over there, the chair's over there, exactly how I left it an hour ago. You'll just move on and say, oh, okay, everything's fine. But when you use a small candle, you walk into a big room, you don't see the whole room. You can only see the light around the candle. You can't see the room as a whole. And that requires you to zoom, to magnify and to zoom in and to look in a deep, honest way at every spot. Oh, right here. Okay, I can see these, you know, this Dalai Lama with my one candle. But I can't see the whole room. I can see this spot. And with that, you zoom in on every spot. And you bend down and you examine each and everything individually. You don't look at the big picture, but you focus on every small thing. And that's what we're trying to do with Bdikas Chametz, is we're looking at the small things. We're not just looking at the big picture. We want to focus and zoom in on the big picture. Not on the big picture, sorry. On the small things. And you want to make sure that everything's okay. Everything's clean. Everything's tekin. Everything's healthy. It's just how it's supposed to be. It's chametz free. And chametz represents the midos in each and every one of us. Then maybe we want to eradicate. Maybe we want to fix. Maybe we want to change. When we're doing bidikas chametz, we're not merely checking our physical homes, but we're engaging in an intense form of cheshbon nefesh. We're searching our souls just like we're searching our homes. And we don't rush through the bidika. Rather, we examine ourselves and our homes slowly, thoroughly, in a deep, true manner. We're engaging in a tikkun. As we search out the chametz to be mevatel and mevarit, we search and find the chametz in order to be mevatel it. We're trying to eradicate it, make it nothingless, ownerless, make it hefker, kafra ba'alma, just like the dust of the earth. It's ownerless, it's worthless, it means nothing to me. And we're mevarit, we do biur chametz, we take it out and we burn it, make sure that nothing's left of it. So maybe this year some people will flush it on the toilet, pour bleach on it or other, you know, grease off, whatever, easy off, whatever you're using. But you're taking that chametz, the physical chametz, and the spiritual and the character traits that we don't want to use, we don't want to keep, we want to change. You're taking that chametz and you're eradicating it. You're burning it. You're making it ownerless. You're saying, this isn't me. This is the old me. And I'm making it hefker because I don't want this anymore. You take that chametz that you have inside of you and you get rid of it. You remove it to make it batel, to make it hefker, and then to light it on fire. You light it on fire with the light of Torah and the light of mitzvot that we spoke about before in the Sas HaMes. As a result of this, I know for myself and many others, have a little minhag on each of the 10 pieces of chametz. Before you hide them, you sit down and you take a pen and paper, and on the piece of paper that you use to wrap the chametz in, you write a personal trait that you maybe you want to work on this coming year, something that you're striving to grow with, to change, and you want to make better. And you sit down and on one piece of chametz, you write, I want to work Lashon Hara. I need to get better than Lashon Hara. My nivel peh, I don't speak so nicely. My ben adam l'chavero, my ben adam l'makom, my tefillah, my bidul Torah, right? My shalom bayis, whatever else is going on, whatever you want to work on, whatever your personal thing you're trying to grow with, your anava, your kavod, your kedusha Shabbos, whatever else is going on that you want to work with, something that you want to grow on. Yiras Hashem, Avas Hashem. These are all things we want to work with, we want to grow on, we want to better over the coming year. So you write them on a piece of paper that you wrap the chametz in, you hide them, and as you go through your home with your candle, led by the mitzvot and the Torah, you find each piece of chametz and you look at it and you say, ah, I found the Lashon Hara, I know where it is, and now I can work on it. I found that gaiva, and you know what? Now I can say, gaiva, I found you. I've zoomed in on you. I know exactly where you are and what's going on. And you know what? Now I know how to turn that gaiva into anava for the coming year because I found it. I've identified it. I'm holding it in my hands and I can show myself, hey, now is how I can change it. Now is how I can get onto it. Because I've seeked it out. I've searched for it. And now I'm holding it and ready to do it. We're not only removing the chametz from our home, but we're taking a giant step, a leap in our personal cheshbon and nefesh. In our true and honest way, we are telling ourselves we're going to be better people for next year. Because we're striving to be chametz-free people. We went from Avdus L'Cherus, was not only leaving Mitzrayim, but leaving behind maybe some of the baggage of Avdus, maybe some of the attributes and traits that we wanted to get rid of in order to become better people. To become better Yidden, to become better friends, to become better Ovdei Hashem, to become better spouses, siblings, children, to become better members of society, to become better humans. Because we want to be chametz-free people when we walk out of Mitzrayim this year. May we all be zochah to take advantage of this incredible mitzvah, this once-a-year opportunity that tonight we are going to be afforded and be zochah to do. And we take a step back from the hustle and bustle of life. We turn off the lights and we take a deep breath. And we ask ourselves in an honest and true manner, where is our personal chametz hiding? How can I seek it out? How can I eradicate it? We come up with a game plan as to where it is, what it is, how we can find it, and how can we get rid of it. And once we have that game plan, we know where the chametz is hiding. We take our candle, armed with one hand the Ner Mitzvah and the other hand the Torah Or. We take the mitzvahs and the Torah and we walk around our homes, step by step, space by space. We illuminate each and every crevice, each and every crack, every nook, every cranny in our homes and in ourselves. And we find chametz. We execute our game plan. And we remove that chametz and we should be zocha to be successful in our search, to be successful in our hunt. And we should eradicate and destroy all the chametz both in our homes and in ourselves to walk out of Mitzrayim this year. Kibnei Chorin.